I was asked to speak just a few words on the glorious appearance of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, what happened preceding his own birth is wonderfully described. After Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu inaugurated this glorious process, the Yuga Dharma, of the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna, they would spend each night at the home of Srivas Pandit, who was the incarnation of Sri Narada Muni, the eternal associate of the Lord. And in the house of Srivas, with their arms raised throughout the whole night, they ecstatically exchanged love with one another. And their combined love was offered to the hearts of Radha and Krishna. And through this process, they became simply joyful, chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. The Yuga Dharma, Sagyai Sankirtana Prayaya Jantehi Shumedasha, is the congregational chanting of the holy names. It is the ultimate peace formula in this age of Kali Yuga. Kalera Dosani De Raja. Asti eka mahan guna kirtanareva krishna smukta sangha param nama sankirtanam yasya sarva papa pranashana. That through the congregational chanting of the holy names, all the sins within the hearts of all living beings can be removed, and pure unalloyed love of Krishna is again reawakened as our original natural pure consciousness. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was explained by Rupa Goswami to be the most munificent and merciful of all incarnations, he only had one business in this world: to distribute love of Krishna through the chanting of the holy name. So although the devotees were so much happy to spend the whole nights loudly chanting Krishna Kirtan, the materialists, the smarta Brahmins, and the atheists, they became very much annoyed. And they were leveling so many threats against Srivas and the assembled Vaishnavas, that this loud chanting, it is keeping us up all night, therefore we are not able to be properly proficient in making money, and thus we cannot enjoy our senses as well. These men, what are they doing all night? We know what they are doing. In the house of Srivas, they are drinking hard liquors and wine, intoxicated. They are bringing beautiful young women, and they are having illicit connections. And this is why they're howling all night long. Not only that, but Vishnu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, during the Chaturmasya, the Vedas say that Vishnu sleeps. He said, this loud chanting will wake him up, and he will be so angry that he will destroy the whole universe because of them, and we will all be finished. And besides that, we have just seen, at that time, India, especially Bengal, was under foreign rule. Yavanas, who hated Hinduism, who hated the Vedic culture, they said, there is a large boat, several boats of soldiers who are coming to Navadweep to punish all of us because of this loud chanting of the holy name of Hari at the house of Srivas. These Mughal invaders, they will plunder all of our houses. They will put us all in jail, all because of the nefarious activities of Srivas and his associates. In fact, Nimai Pandit,
who at one time was such a nice scholar of Sanskrit. Due to his association with Srivas and others, he's become a madman. And now throughout the whole night, with his arms raised, he is chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So before these soldiers land and destroy all of us, we should uproot the house of Srivas and we should throw it in the Ganges. In this way, there were so many threats. The news reached Srivas that so many people were threatening the devotees, and that it was true that the king had already sent boatloads of soldiers to find out what was all of this commotion. Srivas, who himself was very fearless, he knew as long as I'm chanting Krishna's name, everything is perfect. But a devotee is not so concerned with his own welfare. When a devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, in life or death, his life is perfect. If we are killed chanting the holy names, we go back to Godhead. And if we live chanting the holy names, we can do so much nice service here. But Srivas was in great anxiety. What might happen to the other Vaishnavas? The other Vaishnavas may be persecuted. They may be harmed. They may be plundered. They may be killed. What happens to me is not important. But what happens to the other devotees is of grave significance. So Srivas was in much anxiety, concerned what he was doing in his house was threatening the lives of other devotees. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is within the heart of every living being. He knew Srivas's disturbed mind. So one morning, he walked right to Srivas's house. At the time, Srivas was in his puja room, doing puja, worship of Lord Narasimhadev for protection of the devotees. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kicked the door open and said, Srivas, the Lord of your puja is now personally standing before you. And he told Srivas to bring all of the members of his family and his household before him. So Srivas brought his brothers, their wives, all the house servants and maidservants and children and grandchildren. They all came. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said to Srivas, do not be afraid. What do you think these powerful soldiers with all their weapons can do to you? He said, I am your Lord and I am your protector. If you are chanting my holy names according to my prescription, do you not think I will protect you? He said, when they come with those boats, I will personally go on that boat and I will tell the king that I am the supreme lord of all religions and I will reveal my opulent Vaikuntha form to him. And if he doesn't surrender with all of his soldiers at that time, then I will tell the king, you go to the forest, you bring elephants, you bring lions and tigers, you bring your kingdom's horses and so many other animals, bring them into the courtyard. And then I will tell the king, now you get all your religious heads and ministers, you tell them to get these animals to cry in ecstasy in love of God. And they will fail to succeed. And then I will call out to all of the animals, raise your arms and chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. And you will see how the elephants and the horses and the lions and the hogs and the dogs, they will all start rolling on the ground, weeping tears and dancing in ecstatic love of God, chanting the holy names very loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then I will look to the priests
and the ministers of the king and the king himself. And upon seeing all the animals, I will induce them all to start dancing in ecstasy, rolling in the ground, tears flowing from their eyes, and they will all join the congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And you do not believe that I have the power to do this? You just watch and see. At that time, the daughter of Srivas Pandit's brother, or in other words, the niece of Srivas, who was just a tiny little girl, only 4 years old. Her name was Narayani. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gaurasundar, he looked to Narayani. He glanced upon her with great love. And he said, Narayani, chant the name of Krishna and cry in ecstasy. Upon hearing that, Narayani began to call out, Krishna, Krishna. Tears started flowing from her eyes like rivers. She began to tremble and she fell to the ground, almost unconscious, enwrapped in ecstasy of love of God, as she continued to call out the holy names, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Everyone in the house was completely amazed. And at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu induced all the servants, maidservants, everyone in the house of Srivas to experience prema bhakti, pure love of God. It was this Narayani who on several occasions the Lord induced to chant the holy names. She became one of the Lord's very, very favorite devotees. In fact, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of his great, most famous pastimes was how he induced Narayani to chant the holy names in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya favored Narayani so much that when he would eat prasad at the house of Srivas, he would call this tiny little girl and he would personally, with his own hands, feed her the remnants from his mouth. And all considered that who is more fortunate than Narayani. When she was but a young girl, she was married. And shortly after her marriage, she was pregnant with a child. All the Vaishnavas were thinking, what fortunate soul must have come into the womb of Narayani? What type of enlightened personality has come into the womb, into the body that was fed personally by the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his own hands? While Narayani was still pregnant, bearing the child, her husband died. She was a widow, although very young. She lived in a place in Navadvip called Mamgachi. This place is still there today. In fact, one of the holiest places in Navadvip Dham is the birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur was born to Narayani. And because she had no way to support herself, she was employed as a servant in the house of Vasudev Dutt. He also lived in Mamgachi. His original deities are still there. You know the story of Vasudev Dutt. He was considered to be the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Vasudev Dutt, later on, he approached Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu, he began to glorify the pure devotion of Vasudev Dutt. And he offered Vasudev Dutt a benediction.
Vasudev explained, his innermost heart's desire. What is your innermost heart's desire? When we hear these stories, we cannot compare ourselves to these great personalities, but we have to see what their motivations are and analyze our own hearts, what petty motivations and desires are motivating our lives. Vasudev Dutt explained to Lord Gauranga that Singh, the suffering people in this age of Kali, in ignorance, forgetful of their real nature, not tasting the sweetness of your mercy and your name, simply endeavoring to satisfy the whimsical needs of their false egos and their senses, is breaking my heart. It is excruciatingly painful for me to see humanity and all living beings forgetful of you. Therefore, I beg you, I know you have the power to fulfill anyone's desire. Please fulfill this one desire of mine. No one can go back to the spiritual world to enjoy with you as long as there is any tinge of sin in their heart. Therefore, please, take the sins of every living entity, of all creatures of life. Let all of their sins come upon me, and let me suffer eternally so that they can all go back to the spiritual world and enjoy your loving pastimes forever. And as Vasudev Dutt was speaking these words, tears of compassion were flowing from his beautiful eyes. And when the devotees heard this, all the assembled Vaishnavas began to weep to see the genuine compassion and selflessness of Vasudev Dutt. And Sri Gaurasundar, overcome with emotion, he said, Vasudev Dutt, you are the incarnation of Prahlad. I have taken birth in this world only for you. And on many occasions, Mahaprabhu said, I am Vasudev Dutt's man. He said, Vasudev Dutt, because of your pure compassion and prayer, your genuine prayers for the welfare of all beings, they will all be delivered. They will all go back to Godhead. But you do not need to accept all the reactions of their sins. It was the same Vasudev Dutt who became like the father for the little baby child, Vrindavan Das Thakur. He was brought up in Vasudev Dutt's house. Narayani was doing seva for Vasudev. And Vasudev Dutt, as Vrindavan Das Thakur was growing up, he was teaching him all about the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was constantly telling him, with such pure, unalloyed love, the pastimes of the Lord and his intimate associates. Vrindavan Das Thakur was born and raised simply hearing the wonderful story of Lord Chaitanya. He was born just after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri. So he never got to see directly, physically, Lord Chaitanya. But his goal in life was always, when I grow up enough, I'm going to go to Jagannath Puri and I am going to surrender my life at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the company of Vasudev Dutt and all the Vaishnavas, throughout his life, in his childhood, he was engrossed in the beautiful kirtan of the holy name and hearing the glories of the Lord. When he was just about to leave for Jagannath Puri to surrender to Lord Chaitanya, he heard the fateful news that Sri Gauranga left this world and returned. returned to the spiritual world. He began to weep in intense separation from the Lord, thinking that his life had been wasted because he had missed the opportunity to have the divine association of Lord Gaurasundara. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who was the very avatar of Shri Balaram, the incarnation of mercy upon the most fallen, he came to Mamgachi. He personally accepted Vrindavan Das Thakur as his own disciple. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he trained him further in Krishna consciousness, and it is explained he bestowed all of his mercy on Vrindavan Das. And he became the favorite intimate associate of Sri Nityananda and endowed him with the empowerment to fully comprehend and understand Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lila. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu left this world, Janavi Devi, who was the consort of Sri Nityananda, knowing how dear Vrindavan Das was to her consort, she accepted Vrindavan Das Thakur like her own son. She showed so much love, so much affection, and just bestowed showers and showers of mercy upon him. In fact, you know the story of the first Gaur Purnima festival where they celebrated Lord Chaitanya's birth. It was in a village called Kechari, which was the kingdom in which Narottam Das Thakur was born. In this village of Kechari, Srinivasacharya, Shamananda, and Narottam Das, they invited all the Vaishnavas from everywhere to come to celebrate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthday. And the presiding acharya was Janavi Devi. And it is described in the Bhakti Ratnakar how Janavi Devi traveled from Kardaha, where she was living, with Vrindavan Das Thakur. Veerbhadra Acharya was the very son of Nityananda Prabhu and Vasudhi, his other wife. And Veerbhadra Acharya and Vrindavan Das Thakur both accompanied Janavi Devi to Kechari, and they were all greeted with such royal and loving devotion by all of the Vaishnavas. They worshipped them with great feeling. Vrindavan Das Thakur was ordered by Lord Nityananda Prabhu and all of the other devotees to explain the beautiful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was one of the first biographies of Lord Chaitanya, describing his life and teachings. It was called Chaitanya Mangala. But later, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and the other Vaishnavas, they could understand that Vrindavan Das Thakur was none other than Vedavyas, the compiler of all the Vedic literatures, who had directly and personally incarnated in this world just to explain the beautiful pastimes of the golden avatar, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So knowing this, Kaviraj Goswami and others, they made an adjustment. Vrindavan Das Thakur was Vedavyas, and the highest literature that Vedavyas personally wrote was the Srimad Bhagavat. They gave the name of Chaitanya Mangal Chaitanya Bhagavat because it was the Bhagavat Purana of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lila. We all know from reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was so mercifully translated with wonderful purports in the English language by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He revealed Mahaprabhu's lila throughout the world. and in the Adi Lila. Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, explains so many wonderful stories that are found in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in this writing the glories of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He explains how he was Veda Vyas himself and how his writing, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, was the supreme literature describing the beauty and the glories of Lord Chaitanya's life and teachings. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that before attempting to write this great literature, first, I must worship the dust of the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And I have come to simply chew the remnants which he has already chewed and given to the world. And this writing, Chaitanya Charitamrita, I am only filling in certain details that Vrindavan Das Thakur did not include in his Chaitanya Bhagavata. In fact, throughout Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, to prevent this book from being too voluminous, somebody else in the future, a great personality, will come and describe the further leelas of Sri Chaitanya. Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in his Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Antya Leela the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu upon all living beings eternally. He explains that these pastimes are eternal, and anyone at any time who hears the beautiful pastimes of Sri Gauranga be in his immediate divine presence. And he explains anyone who with a submissive and sincere heart hears the words of Chaitanya Bhagavat drink the nectar of pure love of God and will enjoy that ras forever. He explains that I am not writing this book. It is my Guru Maharaj, Nityananda Prabhu, whose mercy is all that I am made of. It is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu who are simply writing this Leela through my hand. I am but a puppet. I am but an instrument to reveal it. He explains that Nityananda Prabhu's special function was to reveal the truth of Lord Chaitanya to the world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his supreme divinity as Krishna himself only to his most confidential devotees. To all others, he appeared to be a devotee. He only claimed himself to the general masses to be a devotee of Krishna. Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, appeared in the one form of Lord Gaurasundar to teach by example how to be a devotee. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how to be a devotee and how to perfect your life. But then that same Krishna incarnated to practically, by his example, teach how to be a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya followed all the principles of Krishna consciousness very strictly and very purely to show, through example, the real path of perfection. And when anyone would detect that this must be God, no one can be so beautiful. No one can be so empowered. No one can give love of God in such a way. But whenever anyone would declare to Mahaprabhu that he was Vishnu or Krishna, he would hold his ears and cry out very loudly, "Vishnu, Vishnu, save me." We are all eternally his parts. We are all his eternal servants. No one can become God. This was the example he gave to everyone, except a few. But it was Lord Nityananda. He was the one that revealed to the world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, is the supreme absolute truth,
the cause of all causes, the source of everything that exists.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching everyone to chant the holy names of Krishna and perfect their lives by chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
But Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he would go to the villages throughout Bengal,
anywhere, even to those of the most fallen.
He had a spotless character. You see, Lord Chaitanya, as a sannyasi, he had to be completely above question, above suspicion, and he demanded the same of all of his sannyasis. This was exemplified in the story of Chota Haridas.
So he could not go to certain places.
For this reason, he asked Nityananda Prabhu to marry and to go to where the most fallen were. And Nityananda lived the most perfect exemplary life. But he went to places of the most sinful and untouchables, such as Jagai and Madhai. And that was his mission. And Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that these very, 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 very sinful people, how will they ever understand Radha and Krishna's Leela? It is too high. It is too confidential. But Radha and Krishna have appeared in Lord Gauranga. If they chant the name of Gauranga, they automatically get the same benefits as worshiping Radha Krishna and will go to the spiritual world. Nityananda Prabhu simply taught everyone how to worship Gauranga.
Vaja Gaurango, kaho Gaurango, laho Gaurange namre, shejana Gaurango pashe, sehai mora pranre.
This was the appeal that Lord Nityananda Prabhu offered at the feet of all living beings. Worship Gauranga. Remember Gauranga. Take the name of Gauranga. Anyone who accepts the name of Gauranga and worships Gauranga, that person, Nityananda Prabhu said, becomes my life and soul.
Nityananda Prabhu revealed to the world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Avatar.
Through the hand of Vrindavan Das Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu explained the most beautiful and wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So on this auspicious day, we must know that we are all eternally indebted to this great Vaishnava Acharya for the most wonderful and merciful contribution he has offered all humanity. In fact, the whole basis of our own spiritual culture as Gaudiya Vaishnavas is very much dependent on connection to the foundation of the great writings of Vrindavan Das Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and later the six Goswamis of Braja. Because they were the ones who were personally inspired by Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to enunciate and establish eternally the immortal principles of the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. I thank you very much. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki.